This is WLRN News. I'm Alexander Gonzalez. Fort Lauderdale is having a problem with its pipes. A sewer main and a couple of water pipes broke this week. 6 leaks happened just in December. More than 126 million gallons of sewage landed on streets, rivers, and people's yards. Many people who live in Fort Lauderdale are anxious about when and where the next break will happen. I spoke with WLRN's Katie Switalski about all these pipes that keep breaking. As the city makes repairs, that can then trigger other breaks. How's the city dealing with that?
When you go to repair a sewage break, but it's connected to other pipes, you have to change the pressure in the pipe to repair it. And so what Fort Lauderdale has seen in trying to do all of the repairs from December and subsequent repairs, that the change in pressure can trigger a weak spot or help them find a weak spot, really, in another part of the pipe. But it's really not just sewer pipes or sewer mains breaking. Water pipes are breaking, too.
And Katie, what's sort of the epicenter of all these breaks? I mean, has the city identified one pipe that is responsible for causing all of this?
There's the spine of the city. The city manager describes it's this one big sewage pipe, and it's different widths as you go up and down the city. It runs from north to south, and down by Rio Vista, it's 54 inches wide. It's very large for a pipe. And so this is an iron pipe that was installed in the early 1970s at some point. And one of the reasons that the pipes are breaking, yes, they are old, but one factor certainly is salt water and salt water corrosion on these pipes. So they're old pipes, but with more frequent high tides and saltwater intrusion, you have that corrosive salt water bringing sand and dirt to wear away weak spots in these pipes. And that is certainly one of the reasons that is leading to them breaking more now.
This pipe system is really old. I mean, many of these pipes are around or more than half a century old. Is the city coming to terms with a possible expiration date here, or it sounds like they're trying to play catch up here?
And that's a criticism a lot of residents have, that the city is putting Band-Aids on these breaks one by one instead of fixing the boo-boo. And that's how more than a few residents have put it to me. So there is this idea that the city wants to move away from that. The city manager has said, we want to be proactive instead of reactive.
Specifically, how is this affecting people's daily lives? I mean, we're talking about water and sewage. I mean, these are two systems that people rely on every day. What are you hearing from folks in Fort Lauderdale?
If you live on a canal, you have chosen very specifically to live on a waterway in Fort Lauderdale, a city known for its waterways. And you can't do some of the things that you probably moved there for, like kayaking, boating, swimming, paddleboarding. There are advisories to stay out of much of the city's waterways right now, parts of the Middle River, parts of the New River. You know, thousands of residents are arguing to the city that a building boom in downtown Fort Lauderdale and what they're calling overdevelopment is stressing these sewage and water pipes, is stressing the infrastructure. The city argues that they have the capacity and they don't necessarily see development having an impact on that. The mayor is open to exploring how development is wearing on top of these pipes. But residents are certainly convinced that one of the reasons more breaks are happening now is from more construction, more apartment high-rises. And there is a proposed building moratorium on new development. There's a lot that would need to be considered with that, lost construction jobs. But it's certainly something residents are pushing very hard for the city commission to consider.
That was WLRN's Broward County reporter Katie Switalski talking about broken pipes in Fort Lauderdale. You can find out more at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Alexander Gonzalez.